I'm Chris, and I am powerless over food. And so that's my intro up to, and actually I looked back at some pictures and it was 38, not 39. But I came in, well, I'll start with pictures here first. Okay. Since I don't have a computer savvy, okay, this was me after I had that little girl down there. You see her down in the bottom? That's her. That's my oldest. And that was me. And then this is me at work at my biggest. I did have number two on board. So some of that weight was baby. It didn't go away because I had her, unfortunately. And then this was me at one of my trying to lose weight. And you can see another little one, the second one, where is she? Over here in the picture that says she's looking at mom and she's got the long hair. Wah, wah, wah. And then this is me when I came into OA. And in the corner, it says Optifast. Okay, right here. So that was after I went to the weight loss program and I dropped, I don't know, 70 pounds in 3 months. Not your healthiest choice, but I was under doctor supervision and they had, you know, all the stuff that you get with normal weight loss programs. Diet, counseling, how to manage your food, all the glam of it, because you were paying a lot of money. And I felt like I looked okay, but I got stuck. I wasn't losing anymore. And of course, at this point, they're giving me, they want me to eat food instead of drinking their drinks. And I start putting on weight. So I think I got down to 166, then I creeped up to 170 and I came into OA through my friend, through a counselor. And at that point, I was working with a counselor, totally new to me. She said, you know what, you could use OA. And I didn't know what that meant, but I just wanted to fix my kids. Then I would start to lose weight. And that began my journey. I ended up at basically the same church that I'm attending now for OA 30 years ago, 31 years ago. Interesting. But it's still on my side of town. That started my journey. I did end up at a treatment facility. That also cost a lot of money because it's really not covered under your insurance. And when I went to my husband and asked him for it, because I was like crying all the time, he said, yes, we can do this. We'll figure it out. And my mom came down and watched the kids because, Lord, don't let my husband watch them. And he said, as long as you know, you'll be better when you come out, you know, you'll be okay. I snickered and said, thank you. I didn't tell him that that is not the truth, but I, if that was going to get me in, then that's fine. Came out after the first step in program, they didn't have an eating disorder. So I was the first step one that this guy had heard, I guess, in the group, and he thought I needed intensive therapy after with my husband, who said, this isn't for me. And so that lasted 3 weeks after. And I started attending here in Tucson. I've been in the rooms 100% of the time. That's what I can say. I spent the first 25 years maintaining my weight, even though I was still obese by the doctor's scale. I went into a couple of University of Arizona studies to see if that did anything. And basically, I got to do the same things I was learning in OA, and it didn't affect my weight. It did get me exercising, though. I wasn't exercising pre-2000, I think. And I mean, I was living life, but I wasn't actively working, physically active. I hadn't really sponsored. I was terrified of sponsoring. I think I did it when I first came in because they told you you had to, but like I couldn't hold on to them. They disappeared. We'd meet like three times, and then I guess they call it ghosting. And I went to my sponsor and I said, I don't know why, and it was a Saturday meeting, big group, should have been easy to hold on to them. Nope. And she said, well, you really don't sponsor for them. You sponsor for you. Well, I stopped sponsoring because I didn't know what I was doing anyway. So then I joined Inner Group. And became active there. And so that forced me to show up when I didn't want to show up, and kept me working even when I felt like I'm not doing it right. And I'm not in the right, I don't have what other people have. I'm just not there. Okay. Well, about 5 years ago, I got kind of shoved into sponsoring, even though I didn't want to do that. And damn, if I didn't raise my hand and three people asked me, I'm like, what? Okay. So I started sponsoring with with my sponsor's help and her sponsor's help and a member that was... I was sponsoring said she was going to eat keto. And I said, well, what's keto? So I was working with a trainer and I talked to her and she says, well, you just modify, basically you take out your carbs, and I'm like, oh, I love my carbs, but I'll try it. Okay. So here I am 5 years later, 35 pounds down. And I'm at my doctor approved weight. I'm not at the Chris approved height because I shrank 2 inches, but he called it, we don't worry about that anymore at your age. Thank you very much. I have kept myself in the rooms and tried to be of service, like I said, even though I didn't want to. And even through this COVID thing, oh my God, you want me to go on Zoom? I am freaked out. But I did it. And I kept one meeting open, maybe two, until it was just me, which is a story of how I came into OA. I kept coming when the meeting closed and I went to intergroup with the key and I said, what do I do with it? And they go, you give it to the church. Hey, you're a new face, come on in. So that's my story. Today I sponsor three, I think, maybe four. I think I'll have to go look. I am sponsored and I most of the time use the tools of the program, not on a daily basis, mostly by demand, meaning I'm in a crisis and I need to have help. And so what am I going to do? I can't pick up food. What am I going to do? And I do service. I'm frustrated with the computer and I got to deal with that. Oh, but I can't really complain because I got help in a way. I just frustrated that the help that I have, which is in the other room, doesn't know this. So asking him is like beating my head against the wall. You know, I'm not learning that he doesn't know. It's okay. Ask somebody else. Take it to your daughter. Yeah, thanks. That didn't work. And my, I guess my take on it, because we were talking about a whole bunch of things in this thing, like Idea Day. I looked up that. I said, when did that start? Well, it threw up everything on Roseanne, you know, so I'm like, okay, I don't think I'm going to talk about abstinence because nobody has my abstinence and I don't have anybody else's abstinence and it's going to get confusing. But what I did do, two things. I was thinking, I make those little, I make stuff crafty for OA and you can see that at Thanksgiving, Thankathon. That being said, I thought it was real funny that I found one that said God. No, it said gas, G-A-S. I tried to make that out of the Scrabble and it, you know, I'm thinking who's going to get that one? You know, it's sort of like the Spanish thank you. It just never sold. But it stands for God, abstinence, and service, which kind of sounds like our program, right? And so I came in with black and white. That's, there was sort of gray between, but I only had gray when somebody pointed out to me because I only thought of both ends of the spectrum. And now I think in rainbow, rainbow. So rainbow stands for I'm right with my higher power. God right now, there was a meeting this morning and somebody called it source. And I really kind of like that because I've got it as they, because it's a guy, it's a girl, it's a mom, it's a dad, it's a boy, it's my brother, it's my sister. I don't know, but the source sounded really good. So I'm kind of in that weird definition place. And I read the literature because that just keeps pounding in that I still got to be here. I'm abstinent in that I eat. I do eat. Yeah. And I record and I weigh once a week and write it down. Hate that part, but that's what you got to do. The I in rainbow is identification, inspiration, and illumination, and imperfection, and accepting that. The N is I am not God. I need to turn over when I get judgmental, when I want to control, when I have expectations that the other person doesn't know about. The B is for bravery instead of fear. That's what this is. You know, talking and having courage and also facing my shortcomings and acting as if I don't have them, which is very difficult. O is for being obstinate and keep coming back. My W is for working the steps with my sponsor, with my sponsees, and writing. I use writing frequently when things are my daughter in fact bought me a book that you can wipe off and start again because you know I write a lot and it can scan in. I haven't tried that part. And service to all, to myself, to OA, to the community, to my family. And And I do all that with using the tools on a haphazard basis, but it is program. And how much time do I have, Joy?
You're doing fine. Got about another 5 minutes.
Oh, then I can pick number two. Okay, so this is something I designed back a long time ago. It's a clock. And I made it into something for OA. I think it was a book cover. And what it is it's a time, a clock that has a break in it. And it says, hi, time. Oh, God, my fingers are going the wrong way. And the time, which is circular and has the steps in it and the principles around it, are floating out like balloons and are being freed by high time. Okay, and then the last thing is I took the responsibility pledge and I took the words and defined them. So the responsibility pledge definition is always, at all times, forever, and in any event, to extend, to stretch out to the fullest length, to exert oneself to its full capacity, the hand, they call it a grasping organ, and heart, the pumping organ, of OA to all, every member and individual who share to have in common to experience with others, my compulsion, an irresistible, persistent impulse to perform and act, mine's eating. For this, the thing that is being shown to me, I am, me, responsible, having the job or duty of dealing with or taking care of someone, able to be trusted to do what is right or to do the things that are expected or required. And the other definition is used to describe the person that causes something to happen. Often I caused not so good things to happen in my family, in my compulsion, not knowing. But now I get to sit back and really turn it over and bless whatever person I'm kind of agitated at and learn how to change me. And so that's my take on the responsibility pledge, and I'm still doing service. Thanks.